Well, just a few minutes ago, we heard one Sesame Street song, but there's another one. Who are the people in your neighborhood?
Or from Jules Dassin, there are 8 million stories in the Naked City.
Here's another version of that sentiment. One producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the backseat confessions she hears. Here's one of them.
When you're a cab driver, it all starts like this.
Hello.
Hello.
Regina?
Yeah.
When you're a cab driver with an accent, it goes on like this.
Where are you from? I hear your accent.
Afterwards, it takes all different directions.
My cousin lives in St. Petersburg, and we went to see her. And I'm dying.
And the moment you hear something that clearly stands out among all this noise, you say,
can I record you?
Sure.
No, it's okay.
My name is Regina Revazova. I'm a cab driver and a radio producer. And now you're going to hear what I hear in my car. Here's Bill Biddix. I remember the night I picked him up by the call center he works at. We chatted a bit and he said, it feels as if the doors are finally opening for him after being suicidal for 3 years. But why?
I was going to college and met my wife. She was a multimedia artist, absolutely wonderful woman. Spent 16 years together, fought cancer together, and when cancer decided it wanted to defeat her, she fought through chemo radiation the first time. Second time decided she just wasn't going to do it, and 2 weeks of the day she was diagnosed, she was gone. I had plans with her to open a restaurant. She was going to run the front of the house, I was going to run the back. We had a huge cookbook of handwritten recipes and whole business plan. We had investors lined up, everything. And then she died. I had planned a lot of things in my life, but being a widower at 35 was not one of them. After she passed away, I taught myself to knit. And I started going to a farmer's market back in Columbus. I was knitting there, I had a lot of people asking about it, and ended up turning around selling the teddy bears I was making. Had a couple of policemen and firemen come up to me and say how much they liked them and want to know about possibly getting a few for the young kids that get involved in a situation where, you know, police and firemen have to show up. I ended up donating over 10,000 teddy bears to children's hospitals and firemen, policemen. Now and then, I just came across a kid walking around with one of my teddy bears. I knew he had been through something bad that they ended up getting one, but it made me feel good that I actually provided some kind of comfort to someone I didn't know. It's been difficult over the last few years to find someone that you could even compare to her, let alone replace her. I ended up having to leave the house we shared for 8 years because the memories, the ghosts just kept following me and I was ready to kill myself. It was either I left the state or I left life. I ended up putting a map on a wall, threw a blindfold on and threw a dart. Ended up in Phoenix. A lot of people laugh when they hear that, but that honestly is why I'm alive, because I got out of the state. If I hadn't, I wouldn't be. When I got to Phoenix, I put an application out for a job, got a call back within 5 minutes, had a job the next day. So in my professional life, my personal life, friends, finding a place to live, everything just fell into place. Just nobody to spend time with. I think she's blocking me. She might be a little bit jealous. She was a Leo, so I always feel her presence. Something comes up, she's the first person I want to talk to about it. It always just fixes itself. Yeah, I can actually feel her in the back seat here. I'm kind of embarrassed. I still see her in my dreams on a regular basis. She comes to me with advice, beats me up in my dreams if I've done something really stupid. Every time there's a blockade in front of me, I get something that just steps around and pushes it out of the way for me. I can only think that my wife is still watching over me, because there's nothing that I've done different here than I did back in Ohio other than not have her around.
These are the stories from people that live in your neighborhood, that shop in grocery stores near you, that pass you on the sidewalks, that ride in cabs next to you. This is Open Conversation, and I'm Regina Revazova.
Regina Revazova is a producer in Phoenix.